On the afternoon of June 11th, 2011, the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Long Beach Avenue was partially closed off by a gathering of people. The small street in this industrialized South Central Los Angeles neighborhood had been reclaimed and was being used as an artistic space with makeshift banners for mural painting, a stage for spoken word and performance, and a farmer's market with produce grown by the South Central farmers. This intersection is adjacent to a 14-acre lot that used to be the site for the South Central Farm. On June 13, 2006, the LA County Sheriff's Department forcibly evicted the South Central farmers who for 14 years had been cultivating what used to be the largest site of urban farming in the United States. Since 1992, the South Central Farm had been feeding over 350 families that worked the land and grew a large amount of crops that fed their community. 5 years after the eviction, the farmers and their supporters had gathered outside of the once flourishing lot in order to commemorate the South Central Farm and to continue the struggle to keep the land accessible to the community and out of the hands of urban development. In 1992, after the social unrest that followed the Rodney King trial, the city of Los Angeles allocated the 14-acre plot to the community, a project that the city intended to be led by the LA Food Bank, but met little fruition under their control. Eventually, the community took control of the space itself, and the South Central Farm was created. Without being regulated or monitored by the city government, the farm had begun to develop autonomously and was providing land for families to grow their own food. What had been created was a community-run urban farm that sat along the Alameda Corridor, perhaps one of the most heavily industrialized parts of Los Angeles, if not all of Southern California. The reason for the loss of the South Central Farm runs deep, but it involves developer Ralph Horowitz, his connection to Councilwoman Jan Perry, and poor mediation on behalf of the city of LA. Before the land had been given to the community, it was owned by Horowitz and had been bought by the city. However, after the space had begun to be used by the community farmers to grow their own crops, the former owner and developer was making moves to buy it back. Through his connections with the city government, Horowitz was able to legally obtain the rights to the plot without the consent of the South Central farmers, who had already been on the land for several years. What resulted was a mobilization of community support in favor of the South Central Farm, in order to aid the farmers claim rights to the land they worked. For over a year, farmers and supporters set up an encampment on the land in order to monitor the farm and prevent the sheriffs from carrying out an eviction. On June 13, 2006, the LA County Sheriff's Department showed up in riot gear before dawn and carried out a forced eviction of the South Central Farm and its supporters. The sheriffs entered the farm, and the LAPD shut down surrounding neighborhood streets, keeping supporters from getting near the farm, although they were still met with resistance. A group of about 30 protesters shut down Alameda Boulevard during the eviction, and the police outside the farm were met with protesters from the community who openly called them out for betraying the families who worked the land and depended on it to feed their families. The sheriffs arrested those from the encampment who had locked down. In the evening, while many farmers and supporters were still outside demanding their rights to the land, the 14-acre plot of urban farmland was violently bulldozed, uprooting all of the plants that grew there, leaving the space an empty lot that is yet to be developed. 5 years later, during the commemoration of the South Central Farm, people were gathering in order to restate their rights to the land and also present future plans. I asked one of the South Central farmers, Tesosomoc, about what they are currently doing.
We are, we started when we first were evicted in 2006. We headed up to Fresno for about a year with farming. And then we came back down to Bakersfield. We've been at Bakersfield for about 4 years, and we've been doing cooperative farming with some of the farmers that used to be part of this project. And we've managed to grow our farm from like 15 acres to 130. We have a large distribution in LA and Bakersfield. And we're bringing food into impoverished communities, underserved communities, and that's very important work we're trying to do up there.
I continued by asking Tesosomoc about the significance of the South Central Farm to the community. He began by reminding me that the farmers are still here.
Well, for us, we haven't never left, so while we can't be inside of it, we continue to work the same kinds of programs we were working, which is to get food to people in the community, to grow good organic food, but to also realistically develop organic programs, being able to have organic food, having all these things that are not accessible in this community are the things that we're working on. And so for me, it's more of, keep focusing on the work we're doing, and then, as part of that process, keeping this land from being developed, and hopefully, get what we need here.
Although the South Central farmers have maintained their presence in the community with a community space across the street from the plot of land and have been able to continue growing with other farming sites, they still firmly believe that they have the right to the original site of the South Central farm. I asked one of the supporters, Rosa, about the event taking place that day and of any future plans that they have with the plot.
So basically today is the fifth anniversary of the South Central Farm encampment where people were staying on the land 24/7 until we got forcefully evicted. And so 5 years later now, no one's been on the land, nothing's been developed, it's all weeds, and we just found out a little while ago that it is an escrow. We have no idea who's buying the land. Mm. So it is an escrow, but the owner, Horowitz, is open to another offer. And so what we're doing is we're putting together all the plans that we've talked about for the South Central Farm to build a community hub so that we can start going to possible funders like the Annenberg Foundation and Trust for Public Land to help us buy the land back and build this community center. And so in the community center, it wouldn't just be a place where it would be community gardens, but it would also be a learning center where we would actually have classrooms and people could come and learn how to do their front yard, backyard gardening, how to grow food on walls, how to grow them on the roof, aquaponics, all the different types of permaculture values. Also have a greenhouse that would be incorporated and a distribution center for local farmers to help run a farmers market that would be 7 days a week on the site. And so that's the idea for the space, and we're going to start pitching it to funders, and we've gotten a lot of really good community support, and so we think it's a strong proposal, and this is something that we need in the area.
Yeah. Yeah. How receptive do you think Horowitz would be to an offer from you, considering the history?
I think he's very receptive. I think he wants the money, and so if we give a better offer than what he has on the table now, he'll take it.
Okay.
He's already kind of indicated that to us. He's a lot friendlier to us now that he's not friends with John Perry.
The events throughout the day included cooking workshops and spoken word performances. One of the artists who spoke that day was LA-based artist Mayasteca. I also asked him what he felt was the importance of the South Central Farm to the community.
Well, I think the organization is in itself is like them being a co-op, you know, like everybody puts in their work and then what they put in, they get out. And so I think that motto of kind of like a more, I would say, you could look at it, everybody could look at it their own way, but like at least for me, pushing a more kind of like decentralized way of like introducing a concept or something, you know, in this case, farmers coming together and growing food and then selling it and making a sustainable living off of it. And so I feel that in our community, we could create our own institutions of business, of education, and away from the system, parallel, but away from it, and then have different models of forms of like working together. You know, the relationships dynamics need to change, you know, and the hierarchical existence that, you know, that we have now, and make it more decentralized, where, you know, people will be respected, will be treated more dignified, and we'll be able to work in a better, more fit environment for a human being.
Although the South Central farmers intend to move forward with their plans to use the plot as a community hub, the city councilwoman Jan Perry has been pressuring the city of LA to reallocate the developers' money into renovating nearby parks, instead of going through with the city's original plan and using 2.6 acres of the plot as a public park. She claims that the area has poor air quality, that it is too dangerous and is not suitable for a park. However, the spaces she suggests as alternatives are only blocks away from the original site. And despite the relations between the farmers and the developer, Ralph Horowitz, it has come to light that the lot is in escrow with a buyer who intends to use the entire 14-acre plot to build a clothing factory. It has become apparent that the city of LA is willing to sacrifice the hundreds of families who work the land for their community in the name of urban development. If Jan Perry had a genuine concern for the quality of air being breathed by the community residing in that part of South Central LA, then why doesn't she advocate for the plot to become green space or farmland instead of allowing it to become industrialized? And what of current mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, who ran part of his campaign on going green and planting more trees, but oversaw the city while the developer had the farm bulldozed and flattened? If these actions are reflective of the value of a city government, then what measures must be taken in order for them to understand the necessity for communal space and farmland in our communities? One must wonder if this is the city's way of preventing the growth of an autonomous space that exists in order to feed its community, and preventing the possibility of any urban farmer from claiming the rights to any land. These are questions that the South Central farmers and residents of the city of Los Angeles are going to have to take into consideration next year in 2012 when Jan Perry runs for mayor of the city. That evening, during the vigil, I asked one of the supporters, Cynthia, to share memories she had of the farm and why it is that the South Central farmers should have the right to return.
There was a little space of like an oasis in the middle of a concrete jungle, you know? Uh-huh. I come from Mexico. I was born in Mexico. And I remember just coming in the first day and just smelling the beautiful herbs and just seeing all the greens and just thinking, oh my God, I'm home. Yeah. I'm home. And it's just living in this country is so difficult because everything is just so hard, you know? And this place was just one of those places where you just felt that everything was okay. But beyond that, it also felt like a safe space for families. Mm-hmm. One thing that was major here in the farm was that you saw families. You saw grandmas teaching their grandchildren how to grow their food.
Yeah.
You saw the children being productive and not being watching TV or playing games. And most of the time, you just saw love, a lot of love.
Sure.
So why would you not want a space where you just have this beautiful love and food and happiness and family?
Yeah. So why would you think, why would you say that that's really significant in a city like LA, in a neighborhood like this one in South Central, off of like Alameda?
Well, first, the location of the South Central Farm is right in the middle of a corridor where there's trucks passing 24/7, and we were green space that was between the main road where the trucks pass and the community. We were about the only lung in LA that existed. And secondary, food access too. It's like there's such an injustice in healthy food access in our communities. Liquor stores or like markets that do not have fresh produce most of the time. Most of them are processed foods. And the farm was an essential place here in the community because like farmers markets are almost non-existent in our communities. And of course, we're not going to find Trader Joe's or Fresh and Easy or anything like that around this area. So it's about the only thing that they had. And for them to have taken something that's so essential to a healthy diet, I think it's a crime against humanity.
Five years after being evicted from the original site, the South Central farmers are still going strong and are still determined to reclaim their land. Even though the city is not showing any serious support, the farmers know that the struggle will not get any easier. And in order for them to succeed, they're going to need the support of the community residents to demand that the land be used as communal space and not just as another site of urban development. In order to learn more and find out how you can support the South Central Farmers, visit their website at southcentralfarmers.com.